back in 78, I did a Lawman album. 33 and a third RPM record featured nothing but Lawman stories. The cover work was really wacky. If you want to see what the cover looks like, I put it on our website on classicrock947.com. So log on. Let me play you a little snippet of what it must be like to be a lawman.
Oh, no. There's that music again. The music that never fails to make me wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun, get on a badge, and become a lawman. You wake up in the morning raring to go. Being a lawman ain't something you do for a living. It's something you live to do. Before you go out the door, you stare into the mirror at that face of granite you worked for years to achieve. You wash your face with salt water to make it tough. Your skin is sunburned and leathery looking. Your uniform shines brighter than the brightest star in the planetarium. Sure, you got a big fat gut. Having a big fat gut part of being a cop. It's part of the job. You need it. It gives you that extra weight to push people around, to sit on a suspect. And it also gives you a deep belly button to hold evidence in there. The street. You turn on the radio of your squad car and you flex your biceps as you drive along so people can look at you and see, my God, there goes a mountain of a man! A cop man! Ah! When suddenly a call comes over the radio. Barroom brawl in progress. Hot damn! That's your favorite call. You love it. Some guys get into police work because they like to help their fellow man. Other guys get into police work because they like to make their community a better place to live. But you gotta do it to kick butt! So when you hear that barroom brawl call come over the radio, you hit the lights and siren and you go hauling butt cold three all the way over there. Well, when you get there, you hear the whooping and breaking glass inside, so you know it's still going on. You kick the door down. Oh, it was unlocked, but you kick it down anyway, because you majored in door kicking down at the police academy, and you do it every chance you get. Yeah, you see them all flipping one another around, busting bottles. Some pretty good-sized boys, too, but that only makes it more exciting. You flex your pecs, you crack your knuckles, and you wade into them. One guy comes at you with a chair. You sidestep it, and you give him a kick right to the groin. You turn his family jewels into worthless heirlooms. Ah! Another creep comes at you with a pool cue. With a meaty fist, you break it in half and shove it up his nostrils, skewering his adenoids. Ah! He looks like a bloody walrus. Huh? Finally, after the fight is over, you're knee-deep in bicuspid. You got more blood on you than is on Dracula's napkin. And you take them all down to the station house. You feel good. You've done your job. You're a cop, and God loves cops. You take your six arrestees. You throw them on the ground. Jumping up and down, you scream, book them.
Wait a second. You're not Al Roker.
It's the best of Grease. Classic Rock 94.7.